August 24, unbending integrity. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity and settest me ever before thy face forever. Psalm 41:12. In every action of life, the true Christian is just what he desires those around him to think he is. He is guided by truth and uprightness. He does not scheme, therefore he has nothing to gloss over. He may be criticized, he may be tested, but through all, his unbending integrity shines out like pure gold. He is a friend and benefactor to all connected with him, and his fellow men place confidence in him, for he is trustworthy. Does he employ laborers to gather in his harvest? He does not keep back their hard-earned money. Has he means for which he has no immediate use? He relieves the necessities of his less fortunate brother. He does not seek to enlarge his possessions by taking advantage of the untoward circumstances of his neighbor. He accepts only a fair price for that which he sells. If there are defects in the article sold, he frankly tells the buyer, even though by so doing he may seem to work against his own pecuniary interests. Satan knows full well what a power for good is the life of a man of unbending integrity, and he puts forth zealous efforts to prevent men from living such lives. He comes to them with alluring temptations, promising them wealth, position, worldly honor, if they will but yield the principles of righteousness. And he has much success. From the sad history of many who have failed, we learn the danger of prosperity. It is not those who have lost their property who are in greatest danger, but those who have obtained a fortune. Prayer is often requested for men and women in affliction, and this is right. But those in prosperity are more in need of the prayers of God's servants, for they are in greater danger of losing salvation. In the valley of humiliation, men walk securely while they reverence God and make him their trust. On the lofty pinnacle where praise is heard, they need the help of special power from above. True religion is not an experiment. It is an actual imitation of Christ. God keeps a personal account with every man, testing him by the practical results of his work. Soon will be heard the call, give an account of thy stewardship.